One time I was married, and I said something. I said, "Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater." And she was said, she said, "Where'd you hear that? I've never heard you say that before." What she was implying was, "Who you been talking to?" I didn't want to offend her. I thought my vocabulary is like 10 times what you even know. Because I had went to school for math, engineering, did electrical work, plumbing work. Every industry has its own vocabulary, you know, its own terminology. You know, learning Spanish. When you deal with somebody who's not educated, it's a different world. They're really just, I don't know why they don't want to educate themselves, especially with the internet. Now, the internet should push people way higher than they used to be, but I still see people who just don't want to go higher. So they gave everybody the internet, free education, free communication with people that, like, you can actually take a Harvard class online for free on YouTube. But people not gonna do it. They just don't want to do it. They don't want to educate them. They don't want to push to the next level. They don't want to push higher. So when you've took the years and the time, the study, the time, the years, and you've pushed yourself education-wise to a higher level, and then you deal with people who don't push themselves to the next level, it's like, how do you even talk to those people? If you're on my channel, you have to be pushed. You evidently want to be pushed to the next level because you're on my channel. Because that's all I do is push people to the next level. I had an Uber rider yesterday. I was talking to her. I said, "Look out in front of you." I said, "The truth's right in front of you." I said, "You know, Amazon ships packages with boxes, right?" I said, "But you left your job, which was a box. You got in this car, which is a box, and you're going home to a box." I said, "You're no different than that produce in that Amazon box." She said, "Oh, I never even thought about that." Yeah. She said, "So is the earth a box?" It's a womb. You leave the mother's box, you get birthed in this place, and then when you go to the grave, you go into another box or casket. Your body, and I told her all this stuff, everything I'm telling you, I told her, your body goes back to the grave, but your soul, spirit goes up. So the object lesson is what? We're just moving, just like an Amazon package, we're just moving from one box to the next box. You leave your house, get in a car, and go to a job, it's a box, everything's a box. You leave one denomination, you go to another denomination, just a box. You leave one cult or one ism, you go to another cult or another ism, it's just a box. The secret is to be free. In your body, you're not free from this place, but in your spirit, you can be. And I said, it was like a 20-minute drive. I don't have that much time right now. I said, you can be free now, even though your body's not, because the body's slave to the box system, the 666 cube box system. But you can be free in the spirit. And it's not by rules. See, the reason people set up legalistic rules is because they're trying to be free by the very thing the only thing they know. The legalistic rules are saying, I want to be free with the flesh mind, with the natural mind. I'm trying to be free in the natural. You can't be free in the natural. You got to be free in the spirit. And one way to elevate yourself up faster is, while you're listening to this, look at yourself and look at your own thoughts while you're listening to what I'm saying. Pay attention to your own thoughts. The next time you have a conversation with somebody, take yourself out of the conversation, look at the conversation while you're talking to the person. give you a third-person perspective while in the two-person conversation that you're having. Step out of yourself and look at yourself having the conversation. Look at your thoughts. Pay attention to your thoughts and your words as you're having the conversation with somebody. And at first you hear that and you say, that's impossible. No, it ain't. Do it. Pay attention. If you want to wake up, if you want to become self-aware, as I'm talking, I'm paying attention to what I'm saying. It's flowing, but I'm able to watch what I'm saying as I'm speaking. How's that possible? Because you're not your body. You're not your vessel. It's just a vessel. You're outside. If you can't do it, if you're saved, you should be able to do it, because the mind of Christ is outside of the flesh mind. if you can't do what I'm telling you, you might need to be saved, or you might just need a kick in the behind to jumpstart you, you know. Pay attention to what you're saying or thinking right now outside of yourself. Can you do that? If you can't do it, ask yourself why. Can other people do it, but you can't do it? And ask yourself, why? What's the benefit of doing it? I just saw a truck with the letter E, and I saw two E's, like E, and he had another truck behind him, E squared. If you want to exponentially rise up in self-awareness and consciousness, then look at yourself from the outside in. As you're going down the highway, you see these other cars, but look at yourself as you're driving down the highway. Pay attention to the way you're driving. Well, that's a bad driver over there. Pay attention to the way you're driving. That driver over there is speeding. Are you on the phone? Are you on the cell phone? That driver just cut me off. Did you cut somebody off? Hello? Break 19. Come in, good buddy. Break 19. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? 10-4, I got you. What's your 10-20? Are you in the flesh or are you in the spirit? What's your 10-20? Are you in the flesh mind or the spirit mind? Can you observe yourself? Can you observe yourself while you're still in the natural, from the outside in? Do you want to step up to the next level of awareness? Can you do it? Do you want to do it? Do you even believe it's possible? You got your ears on. Break 19. You got your ears on? Good buddy, you got your ears on? Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? What it's going to do is you're going to see other people acting stupid, then you can actually see yourself acting stupid. You'll quit judging as much. You'll quit getting on the high horse as much. You'll start to see yourself and somebody else who just took a different path. You see other people who are trapped in a mindset and they can't escape. They got a habit or a addiction that can't escape, and you don't see them as pathetic, which they are, but you see that you could be in the same boat, and try to figure out a way to get them out. You don't look at them and judge them and say, hey, you're, you know, in a split second, they could just snap their fingers and be out and surpass you. Somebody, when I was decoding, and I had a bunch of witches around me trying to decode and all, and I was moving to the next level, somebody made a comment and laughed, said, because everybody was mad because I was decoding this reality on the witches, you know, the witch side and the legalist side. They were mad because I was getting free from the cycle repeat. And so somebody made the comment and said, they laughed, said, he rose up higher than them. They can't even hear him now. And you can do that too. I'm giving you the whole truth for free. It's right in front of you. Oh yeah, like I'm right beside me, there's these cars, right? And I have a wheel. Now the wheel is cycling. The wheel doesn't know it's moving. It's just turning around and around and around. But it's carrying a vehicle to its destination. So you are in a cyclic system, a cycle system, and you're being transported to your destination, your destiny. But it's a spiritual destiny, but you don't see it. And the reason you can't see it is because you don't know the code. But once somebody tells you, you should be able to see it. Somebody who knows the code that's hidden in plain view should wake you up. That as the world turns, you're being moved to your... The outside never changes, just like that wheel on that car. It never changes. The tire on the car wears out, just like your flesh wears out. But the inner man should be renewed day by day. And then as the tire over the lifespan, the tire just goes flat, the air escapes, and you leave this body and you move to the next level. You go up. Where does the air go? Into the ether. So you go back to source. I remember some preachers saying, well, do the believers know what's going on earth if they're in heaven? Yeah, they know what's going on. They were here. There's nothing new. They've seen it 1,000 times. And so from the eternal state, they already know what you're going through, where you've been, where you're going, the process. They've walked the path before you, and they're spiritual creatures now, so they already know the beginning from the end. If this stranger who I picked up from the hood and she was leaving her boyfriend, she could hear me about the box life. She could hear me about the outside never changes, the inside changes. If she could hear me, and she wasn't educated, she's like a hood rat, and she was saying, oh yeah, I'm a deep thinker, I was thinking about that. If she can hear me, then why can't you hear me? If a hood rat could hear me, how come you can't hear me? And I'm just saying that just jokingly, because everybody says they're hood. I mean, if the woman could hear the deep truth in a 20-minute ride, how come people don't want to wake up to what this is? Even the science is trying to figure it out when it's obvious what it is. It's a reproduction system, like I told her, reproducing copies.